Economic opportunity zones are designated areas designed to spur development in depressed areas by providing tax benefits to private investors. Two recent development projects in the Cape Fear region could be eligible for these federal tax credits. But as WHQR reports, these zones aren't necessarily opportunities for everyone. If a property is located in an opportunity zone, an investor in that property needs first to establish what's called a qualified opportunity fund. This fund then allows the investor to receive tax deductions on capital gains. Clark Hipp is a local architect and developer. He looked into a qualified opportunity fund for his proposed mix of residential and commercial development on the Wave Transit Garage site on Castle Street. But the process Hipp describes can be complicated.
You have to sell something that gives you a capital gain, and then you take just that capital gain and invest it. So someone has to sell an asset that has made the money and risk it in another investment. And many investors are not willing to take that leap just yet.
And there's another catch. To reap the full benefits of the deduction, the investor's money is tied up for 10 years. Here's Clark Hipp.
Especially investors who are looking at construction projects or development projects, they're looking at a 3 to 5 year horizon. So 10 years is a long time. And again, I think that's one of the things that has made investors a little wary of opportunity zone investing.
Hipp says it's unlikely he'll apply for the Opportunity Fund, and he adds it may take a while for other investors to become familiar with the program.
So it's going to take some time for these projects to happen, and investors will start to see that, okay, we can invest in these underserved areas and still see a return.
Clark Henry is a board member of the Cape Fear Economic Development Council. He says one of the challenges is to identify projects that benefit the community as well as the developer.
History tells us that it's usually not to the direct benefit of the vast majority of people who tend to be lower income, and that has led to a lot of displacement and gentrification.
But Henry says when the program works as designed, it can be an asset to underserved neighborhoods.
There is potential for this to leverage the private capital in these communities that, in a way that creates jobs and provides affordable and accessible housing opportunities for local businesses and people in communities that have lacked access before. But I think ultimately, too, the developers are going to be the ones doing the project, and it's the way they shape their project that really reflects what's going to happen.
New Hanover County is in the process of redeveloping the government center. It is located in a designated opportunity zone, and investors in the center could apply for the fund. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.